Cape Talk. Cape Talk. The Movie Review with Gail Edmonds.
And of course, those are the opening credits and songs to an iconic movie franchise, Star Wars. And this past Friday, internationally, the release of Solo, A Star Wars Story, was met with some rather interesting and mixed reviews. Gail, I'd love to know what you thought of it.
Yes, mixed reviews. But I, of course, am a Star Wars fan. So I am not, I actually had a friend of mine, well, someone I actually thought was my friend, now it turns out I don't know them at all, who asked me who Han Solo was. So I thought, oh dear, a shame, I won't be seeing you again. But anyway, that's another story. But I mean, there's been lots of questions about whether, is this a necessary movie? You know what? I really enjoyed it. Ron Howard, who saved it, you know, when the previous directors were fired, actually has managed to put together a very nice space adventure. There's lots of chases in it. There's lots of heists in it. It's great fun. There's no Jedis in it. There's no mysterious mentions of the Force. There's no lightsaber fights. There's no R2-D2. There's no C-3PO. So there's a lot of things from the stock standard Star Wars universe that are not here. But they have, and is it necessary? Maybe not. But you know what? I like the story of Han Solo, and I do love a Wookiee. So I do think that from that point of view, if you're a fan, you're going to like it just because. And you also want to look out for that moment when you hear that iconic music in this movie. In the middle of the movie, there's a moment when you hear it, and you know exactly why. I won't say in case it's a spoiler. But I actually enjoyed it. It was good fun. There are lots of aliens in it, you know, lots of different aliens, lots of planets, lots of chasing, and it is a nice origin story from the point of view that you find out where Han Solo grew up. There's a love interest. Emilia Clarke, you know, from Game of Thrones, is the love interest, and I have to say that she didn't blow my socks off in this movie. I thought she was pretty poor, actually. She didn't actually kick it off at all. I thought she stayed in the background. Her character was very, you didn't have a clue of the character's motivation. She was completely like a cardboard cutout, I thought. Saying that, though, I did think that Alden Ehrenreich, who played Han, was actually very good. He was a good match for the young Harrison Ford in A New Hope, if you remember what he was like in that first movie. You will enjoy this.
In fact, there have been two consistent concerns that have been raised by people who watch it. I was not able to watch it on Wednesday. We had our media preview screening on Wednesday in Cape Town because I was in Caledon for some work I needed to go and do. So I'm yet to go and see it still. Two concerns that have been generally coming up with regards to the movie. Is it not too soon after the last Star Wars movie? That is the one thing that keeps on coming up, right? Because this is the first time, certainly since the revival of the Star Wars franchise, that they've released a movie in the summer blockbuster season in America. Every time it's always been December, and they've had hardly any competition for that matter, and they've been able to go on and make the kind of money that they've been able to make up until now. And we're seeing it in the box office sort of reports that are coming out. They'll be finalized obviously on Tuesday because it's a Memorial Day weekend in America, but it isn't as, you know, promising as it should be. That was a one. Number two.
Yeah, absolutely.
As much as Harrison Ford is iconic in that role, he is of a time that is not very pleasant. That is not very, what's the word? I mean, Han Solo in 2018 needs to be a very different person to what he was 45 years ago, however long ago it was. And unfortunately, because we are going to Han Solo, we need to go back to aspects of his life that would be seen to be rather unpleasant right now. That was the second major concern that people shared.
Yeah, I must say, from a point of view of the summer blockbuster, it is interesting because to come out in the season when you're competing with the Infinity War movie, not that long after Black Panther, and then, of course, Deadpool 2 opened last week. So I think they're suffering from, because this, the Star Wars franchise, if you're a fan, you love it. You love it anyway. But the fact remains that it doesn't look as sleek and glossy as the Marvel Universe. You know, the Avengers really is, and I think everyone also gets a bit of fatigue. You know, 6 months ago we were watching the last one. Now here we are again. And I don't know why they decided to release it now. I think the film had so many problems, which is interesting because he is quite a key character. So it is interesting that they couldn't quite get it right, because the Rogue One was a beautiful Star Wars story. And it really, I was very impressed with this one. This one I enjoyed simply because I'm a fan. And I will be interested to see if people relate to the character and relate to the... And there is a lot of talk in this movie about Han Solo being a good guy, you know, that he comes across as a sort of renegade, but actually in the end he is a good guy, and he does in this show it because he's always rescuing someone. But I do think that it is quite interesting that this film battled so much to sort of make it, and I think it only just makes it in the Star Wars. I think only the fans are really going to love it.
Yeah.
And I would be interested to see what people think of it, those who've never seen a Star Wars movie, which there seem to be a rather alarming amount of those people.
Why are you surprised by this, Gail?
I feel that, really, if you haven't seen a Star Wars movie, what have you been doing with your life? But, you know, that's me. I don't want to sound judgmental. Oh, wait, I do want to sound judgmental. but I did like the robot in this one, talking about a sort of new time, because L3 in this is hilarious. She is trying to set robots free, and she is the bee's knees in this movie. And of course, there's a link to the famous Millennial Falcon, which I won't give away. But she is actually a really lovely character, and the way she's been animated is really good as well. And it's nice to see Lando, and there is a lot of things that I quite like, but I do have to admit to being a big fan.
Woody Harrelson apparently is extraordinary in this movie.
He was very good in the film. He actually but he's always good. I mean, he's an absolutely brilliant actor, in the same way as I think that Emilia Clarke isn't.
Yeah.
I feel, was a little bit of the real letdown in this movie. She just didn't, it's like she didn't care enough about her character, and that she just didn't get enough script for it. I don't know what it is, but that character just, it should have been a great character, and they could have built something, you know, to show why he was so, the way he was about sort of relationships and whatnot, is that they had that opportunity, and I feel that her character squandered it.
Yeah.
And she also had the opportunity to really make that into a strong, powerful character and a sort of future character in other films. But actually, I don't really want to see that character again. I actually don't care. So, yeah.
I'm glad.
Bettany was brought in as one of the villains by Ron Howard. And he is very good. He's always good as well, you know.
I'm glad you loved it, Gail, because I was listening a little bit to your conversation with Bonnie Mooley last week, who was standing in for me, and you weren't really too excited about Deadpool. And I hope Solo Star Wars story is going to do it for her. And then when I started chatting to my friends who are reviewers and the concerns they shared with the movie, I went, oh my word, the one movie that was going to save Gail this summer.
I do have to say that, as a critic, I could say, oh, well, this is wrong with that. But I'm afraid that at the heart of it, I am a bit of a fan of the Star Wars universe, and I'm very nosy about those characters. So that kind of overrode my sort of criticisms of the film, which could have been many more. But I think if you just go in and expect a space adventure, you will be better off.
No, for sure. I will go watch it only because I'm loyal to you. As you know, I'm one of those few South Africans who have not watched each and every single Star Wars movie that has ever been made.
Let's not talk about that. Yeah.
Let's not have that conversation. The movie that I would love for us to review next week is the South African movie Nummer 37, so number 37. South African made, CakeNet, DTI, some of the money behind it, and a wonderful, wonderful new director that I'm finding about for the first time. I'm hoping that we'll be able to chat to her on Saturday next week. I'd love for you to go and watch it if you can, and then we can chat about it next week, Sunday.
Excellent. Cheers, Africa. Have
cool.
a good day.
Thank you very much. That's Gail Edmonds, managing editor at the City Press. She loved Solo, A Star Wars Story. She is one of few reviewers, though, who absolutely loved it.